saw another man laying over there with no one was attending. So I left this guy and went to the other person, and the man I got to, I think it was probably killed instantly. And he began CPR on him, not knowing that he was revival or not, but I was pretty sure he was not. We worked on him for some time until the EMT people came, and they got there very quickly. I want to give a shout out to the folks there in Cosey, Virginia, and also at the University of Virginia, who sent some people down and were able to stabilize the one fellow. And apparently he's still alive and living, and he was, I can assure you, very, very badly injured. And it's really frustrating to not be able to do anything for this man who died. I know I've done it before, and so has John McGraw, who hadn't been successful, and it doesn't leave you feeling very good. And it turns out this man was 28 years old. He had his whole life ahead of him, and I'm sure what they were doing was trying to get done for the day so they could knock off. It was Friday, and they probably had a long, hard week. Look at those. That's hard work those men were doing. And so that's in a nutshell what we did. And I do want to give a shout-out to my colleagues, Dr. Roger Marshall, who's an OBGYN like I am, Dr. Burgess, also another OBGYN, Dr. Winstrup, who's still in the reserves, who's a podiatrist, one of the senators, Dr. Bill Cassidy, I worked with. His wife was a surgeon. She was on the train. So we had plenty of help. And I'll stop with that and let you all ask some questions you would like.
What kind of feeling was that, Doc? This is Richard. You're 1 minute sipping a Coke, and the next minute you're trying to save some lives. It really got the adrenaline going, I guess.
Well, it does, it was cold. I jumped out, Richard, and was out there looking for some time. And then after we were able to start loading the one guy who was still living on the ambulance, I don't know how long it was later. Time goes kind of fast. Didn't pay much attention to the time. I realized how cold it was. I was just out there in the shirt. And it was pretty cold, but didn't even know it when it was going on. Your training kicks in, and you've done this for many years, like all of us have who were there. You know what to do. You got to clear an airway. You got to stabilize your neck, clear an airway, make sure they can breathe. We hooked the AV machine up to the gentleman who passed, and there was no cardiac activity, and we couldn't get him. So we know what to do. I've been trained to do it, and I've done it for years. So that part for all of us would be it's just tough to see a young man die like that.
This is Hank. What was the mood on the train after impact, and how long did it take you all to get off the train?
Hank, I have to give the folks with CSX. They had people down there very quickly and evaluated the situation. I think we were there about an hour. And amazingly, the Capitol Hill Police and the other people had arranged for some folks in Staunton, Virginia, the bus company, and they backed us up. It knocked the car, the train engine, off the track. Fortunately, the rest of the train didn't derail. If it had, it would have been far worse, because there was an embankment where I was, and maybe we would have rolled right off that embankment. But the engine did come off at an impact. Was that great? I mean, it was tremendous impact. And I think it was about an hour. Within 2 hours, less than 2 hours, they had six or eight buses, and we were loaded up heading on in. So the state of Virginia, the state police of Virginia did a great job. The Secret Service, the Capitol Hill Police, all those folks did a wonderful job protecting us. And, the first thing they knew, they didn't want to let us off the train because they didn't know what had been a terrorist attack. Nobody knew. But those of us in healthcare, we looked out the window and saw people laying out there in need. We jumped off and got the doors wide open, jumped off the train, and went out to help.
Congressman, this is Michael Collins. The young man who died, Mr. Foley, I'm just curious if you've been able to talk to his family and, if you have any message that you would like to send to them.
I have not, but we will be. I had planned to write them a note, and the thing that I wanted to make sure that was transmitted via you guys in the press was that I don't think that he suffered any at all. I think it was instantaneous. So I don't have to worry about him laying there in agony. That didn't happen.
Congressman, this is...
WCYD, Bristol. Congressman, as the train was crashing and immediately afterwards, what were your first thoughts, and do you think your medical background had anything to do with the way you responded?
First question, I mean, I was in the sixth car back, and there were seven cars, so I was toward the rear of the train, and even that far back, I mean, it was a loud noise even that far back, and so I knew it hit